Here's an open and relational thought from Thomas J. Ord.
In his recently published book, Indigo, The Color of Grief, Jonathan Foster lays bare his soul. And in doing so, he addresses some of the common ways people think about God and offers a better way. In a section that begins, "Everything happens for a reason," Jonathan writes this: "Everything happens for a reason, palm to face. I have come to loathe this saying," writes Jonathan. "I know religion is trying to help us cope. They mean well, but think about it. If everything happens for a reason, then what is the point of anything? Why tell a battered partner to leave a relationship if everything happens for a reason? Why struggle to help those flattened by injustice? Why work to highlight the plight of the victim if everything happens for a reason? If everything happens for a reason, one shouldn't get involved for fear of messing up God's reason for such victimizing, flattening, battering. Everything does not happen for a reason, unless one of the reasons is randomness, which by definition is something that happens without reason. Oh, and here's a head-scratching comment that people have offered up more than once following some ridiculous event I've gone through. They say, God must have big plans for you. Sigh. This comment, actually all these comments, reveal something troubling about God. Reveal something troubling about how our culture has conditioned people to think about God. I mean, I don't really blame people for saying these things. I'm sure I have parroted some anemic platitudes, you know. Felt the need to say something to help domesticate the unknown. But going through this absurdity has relieved me of the need. Look, if I had to believe these events that I endured were manufactured in the service of some big plan God had for me, count me out. I do not need God like that. I don't know for sure, writes Jonathan, but I'm guessing there's a chance that if God's involved with all of this, he or she has resources slightly more benevolent, slightly more creative than fires, rapes, and murders to get me on the right track. Not only does this not make sense, it's abhorrent. Jonathan Foster is amongst a great lineup of speakers at ORTCon 24 this summer. ORTCon stands for Open and Relational Theology Conference in 2024. It will be July 8 through 12 at the Grand Targhee Resort, which is between the Grand Teton Mountains and Yellowstone National Park. You can find information about ORTCon if you just search ORTCon 24. Along with Jonathan, speakers at the ORTCon 24 conference include Adam Clark, Sherry Kling, Trip Fuller, Sarah Lane Ritchie, Curtis Holtzen, Jeff Wells, Mason Meninga, Deanna Young, Terry Ditzler, Russ Dean, Shalene Kendrick, and Janet Ganwa. I really encourage you to attend this week-long conference, July 8 through 12. It's the kind of thing that you end up meeting people who become lifelong friends and discussing big ideas that really matter. The early bird registration for ORTCon expires on April 20 of 2024. So if you're planning to go and want the discount, I encourage you to register as soon as possible. Go to ORTCon 24 and find it on a Google search or any other kind of search. We hope to see you there this summer.
For more, see the Center for Open and Relational Theology or Dr. Ord's website, thomasjord.com. Please like and subscribe to Ord Short.